Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Hey, tell you ready, check it. I got 7 back 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. P2 Mateo, now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sipped the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Motherfucking big floor.
Yes, what's going on, everybody? Today is officially August 29th. A.K.A. the great one, Michael Jackson's 52nd birthday. Well, would have been his 52nd birthday. So, happy birthday, Michael. It's been a year from change already. Growing, we miss you. People are still doing tributes to you. You know what I'm saying? So, that just shows the impact you got on everybody like that. We're brought to you tonight by OTM Enterprises, Bell Keys Communications, Tough Wire Consulting, among others. Pre-game radio, we'll be back pacing bills. Ebony's in the building, of course. Big Skinny. We need to hear more for our future artist, King J. So we'll be back in a second. And, of course, I'm going to give you guys some MJ. This is Smooth Criminal right here on Pre-Game Radio. I'll be back in a minute.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
We'll be right back.
right, we are back live, pregame radio, episode 2. You know how we get down, 347-857-4302. We got Ebony in the building, of course. Eb, what is going on? Eb, you there?
Hello?
All right, there you go. What's good?
What's poppin'?
Yo, check out within the past 30 minutes, I was able to get a whole few other stories that we could talk about tonight. And it's what's up, because that's what's good, because I know we got Big Skinny in the building calling out of Richmond. You know, so of course she's going to be dropping her everlasting jewels of science and knowledge. And also, too, I believe we got Dave the Smart Guy once again back in the building. Dave, what's going on, man? Let's see. Get him on the... Yo, Dave, you there?
Ah.
Yo.
Good to hear.
All right, we'll come back to that guy. But for those who don't know, like I said, it's what would have been Michael Jackson's 52nd birthday today. So we are celebrating him if you're, you know, black, white. If you grew up anywhere between, I don't know, the late 60s and 2009, Michael Jackson has been a part of your life some way, some form, some fashion, whether it was a song or you heard a news story, you saw The Wiz, or you saw a Moonwalker. Some way, shape, or form, Michael Jackson was a part of your life, and he touched or influenced some part of that life. So today, with it, like I said, being what would have been his 52nd birthday, we are here honoring him, showing him tribute, and just to show appreciation that, you know, we appreciate the work that he did. As far as on stage, off stage, behind the cameras, in front of the cameras, all of that, because Michael Jackson did a lot of stuff that most of you guys don't know, you know. Yeah, you guys know, you know, he likes to collect a lot of animals and things like that, but he was a real humanitarian. Like, he put a lot of money into third world schools, third world countries, period. Like, if you check the Guinness Book of World Records, he is the most charitable celebrity of all time. He's not the most charitable person. He's not the most charitable rock star. He's the most charitable entertainer. So that pretty much covers all fields. He's the number one guy. He got the most money for all these charities in by himself. All right? So we're going to take another quick commercial, you know, not even a commercial break, you know, but I'm going to go pay some bills and get my phone charged a little bit more, get some more things going around. Pre-game radio. We celebrating MJ. We got a, like I said, Big Skinny, Ebony, his smoking room. I'm trying to get a hold of Dave, the smart guy. He must be coming in, and we got Eb. She's gonna be recapping her news stories, and I got four more to bring to the table. So we're gonna, you know, it's gonna be real crazy. You know, the bench is gonna be sick, but for right now, enjoy this. Michael Jackson, Blame It on the Boogie, pregame radio, and we'll be right back.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
Good time. Boogie.
You just got the
sunshine.
Yeah.
Moonlight.
All right, so yes, you know, we are back, Free Game Radio, MJ's birthday. Happy birthday, Michael. Like I said, if you grew up any time between the late 60s and up to 2009, you know, you knew who this man was, you knew what he did. You at least knew one song despite how you felt about him. You knew something about him, and that's what I say is entertainment that touched lives. And that's why I'm taking this time, and, you know, we're doing today to celebrate him, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, like 2 months ago, we just did a show, you know, for the anniversary of his passing. And then, you know, but as long as I'm doing pregame radio, that's exactly how I'm doing it. June, we're doing for the anniversary of his passing. August, we're celebrating his birthday. And that's point blank, that's strictly what it is. I'm going to take a call out at 845-745-709. You are live in the pregame. What's going on?
What's up, Black?
We got King James back, and he got a better connection, so we can hear him good now. We got Ebony in the building. Ebony, what's going on?
Chilling. What's popping?
All right, for the people who missed the first show, because we got people in the call queue and everything like that, who missed the first show. Let's get everybody a quick recap of what you've been talking about as far as your dumbass to the week in our news source. Because like I said, I came across a whole bunch of other shit in the whole half hour we was on break. So we're going to be able to like really go in tonight.
Okay, let's get into that because you know our time is limited. And if anyone wants a recap of what we discussed previously, you know that after about an hour, the show is available for download.
All right, true indeed. Okay. Who remembers the rapper Chameleon there? Who remembers that guy?
Who?
I do.
Chameleon there, you know, he did that song, you know, Riding Dirty, he did, and for like a good 6 months, 5 years ago, he was the hot dude out of the South for the summer.
Oh.
You know, he did the Riding Dirty thing and all that good stuff. But anyway, apparently he's having baby mama drama. And there's one thing, and with this, I'm pulling the dumbass of the week card because regardless if it's with the millionaire, if it's with his brother or whatever, I see it like this. Shit like paternity, shit like if that's my kid's dad and you know, things like that, you don't need to bring to Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Facebook is an outlet for you to vent, but yo, straight up, you don't need every Tom, Dick, and Harry knowing about your business because, okay, yeah, that makes Camino look like a Debbie because his alleged baby mom, she's on Facebook. First name, Lorinda. I can't tell you the last name, but she's on it, you know, talking. She got real for her percentage kiss with Camino there, and now she might have to test his brothers and test everyone. Like, whatever. That makes you look like a whore bag, you know, because now you got to test the brothers, the uncles, the cousins, and anybody else. Who the father of your kid is? And you on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, you know, putting all out there on Front Street, like, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Granted, every kid, you know, they never ask to be born into this world. They never ask for the situation they come up in. True indeed. And I understand as mothers, you know what I mean, you guys want to protect your kids and make sure the kid got everything they have. And, you know, if you're using Facebook as an outlet to get to your baby father, and to say all this bullshit like that, straight up.
Dumbass.
You're a dumbass. Yo, pack that shit and straight up. You can't get him on the phone and say, yo, come take your responsibility. He's denying that shit. Yo, there's other outlets to go. You ain't even got to get on Maury, but hell, Call that number.
Well,
that see, with the DNA.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell people that when they come in, when they are not in control of their emotions. That's what that's about. When you see those outbursts and things like things of that nature on Facebook, that's people not having control of their emotions. And in all reality, just because he is who he was back then, it's probably the only reason she's out there putting him on blast like that in the first place. Because if his name was Tyrone or Broken Air, you wouldn't hear shit about it. She'd be talking to all her girlfriends.
Motherfucking Buster Brown shoe store. And that's not anybody from New York know about the Buster Brown shoe store, all right? But we live on the air, 347-857-4302. Big shout out, Big Skinny. She's in the room. I know she's ready to get in here. She's ready to, you know, get her leash off and start getting on stuff. But I'm gonna get into one more MJ track, and then we're gonna take it on with our future artist of the night, Mr. King J. He in the room. Big shout out to Lucky Me Luck. I see you. I see you. You know, you in security check. You on your way up. I see you. But I'll play this one more MJ track. This has got to be there. You know, back in the day, back when, you know, everything was simple and all that good stuff. You know, if you don't know it, get on your history. If you got an older sibling or something, ask them about the Jacksons before you were born. All right. But check it out. We got more news stories to get into. And we got the special guests and everything. So happy birthday, MJ. We're doing this for you, man. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like it. I know you're looking down and all that. But we'll be right back. Free Game Radio.
The bottom is...
And show her that.
All right, we are back live, Free Game Radio. You know how we do. Celebrating Michael Jackson today, and we're talking about MJ. And besides that one story, I got some more going on. We got Ebony and Hayes smoking in the room. We got King J. Lucky me, Mr. New City, we got him in the building. Luck, what's going on? What's popping at Steals and Bills, my man? All right, he ain't ready to get on the horn. Yeah, I see. He's still security checking some, but we got Big Skinny in the building from VA. Big Skinny, what's going on?
Let's go to the videotape.
Oh, okay, we ain't got no videotape. This is a radio show. I don't know how you're
listening to the videotape. I know. Let's get to some questions, you said.
Well, we got some questions, but we're going to go to a couple more news stories. Like I said, during the whole
we can do that too.
I came across a few good things.
Okay, we can do that too. I'm ready. I'm awake.
Okay, my wrestling fans, because those who know me know I've been off and on, but I'm an avid wrestling fan. You know, I love wrestling. I've loved it as a kid, and as an adult, I don't see anything different. I'm not with the whole dudes oiled up grabbing me, so I'm not with it, but the whole the wrestling, the whole rush of it, you know. Those who came up in the 80s and 90s, they know how wrestling was with the Hulk Hogan's and the Ultimate Warriors and all of that. You know, I'm part of that generation anyway. Luna Vachon, you guys may remember her. She was Bam Bam Bigelow's manager. You know, she had the blonde hair, shaved sides, and the tattoo on her face. She died this morning.
Get out!
Yeah, Luna Vachon died this morning. As of right now, there's no cause of death. It has not been determined. They didn't say whether it was a drug overdose, which has caught a lot of wrestling people before. They didn't say it was anything else, like nothing like that. Nothing has been released. So I say maybe Monday we'll know what's up and we'll know what happened. Maybe,
wow.
Maybe the WWE will do a remembrance to her on Monday or something. I'm not sure, but at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, Luna Vachon, she passed on. As
wow.
Right now, undetermined death. All right?
Wow. Well, you know, I got to check that out, being I'm a big wrestling fan.
The Major's Right coming up, Jack.
Big Skinny has been down with the wrestling since Patterson and Bob Backlund.
Oh, I can go back to some. You was never mind. Anyway, wow.
Yeah, don't let us know. But,
yep.
I have a story to tell. Don't worry. You're still online. Don't worry. I'll get to one of your joints in a second.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And I got one more news story which links to a story we talked about in the first show when we talked about Soulja Boy and Cash Stacks. Of course, King J, he pretty much said it clear and cut. Y'all niggas know, all you rap guys, Young Money, Cash Money, Soulja Boy, if you got a deal, you're making over $100,000, you already know. Cash Stacks ain't nothing but trouble. Cash Stacks will do what she do. And once you go to sleep, she's going to make a tape in your hotel room for putting you on blast.
Yeah.
Now, word on the street, Cash Stacks is pregnant. By whom?
By whom?
Soulja Boy. By whom? Soulja Boy, allegedly. All right, now,
yeah,
Soulja Boy, you know, he's a young cat. He's like, what, 18, 19? He came up on all this money and all this fame. He don't know how to, you know, he's not really knowing how to handle himself, so he's just doing whatever comes to his hotel room. And I kind of feel bad for the dude, because if that is his kid, like, you know, he may have the money to take care of it, but, you know, he's only...
He's going to be saddled with her. Yo, you got to mute somebody. It's too much noise in the background.
He's only 18, 19 years old, you know, so... It seems like that's not a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems, you know, that's not a... it's not a good look, you know. He's 18, 19, he has all this money, but he's about to have a baby with the world's most notorious groupie. Like, you can't...
Well, how old is she supposed to be?
She's
yo,
a freak.
This ain't even new worry.
Freaks range from 18 to 35.
If you look at Cash Stacks, you'll say she's anywhere between 20 and 26. But Carbon Dating has dated her back to being 88 years old. And I don't give a shit. Y'all can tell her I said this shit. Y'all can hit up on Twitter at I Hate Cash Stacks and say Brooklyn Black is talking shit about you on his show.
And what's her Twitter back again?
I Hate Cash Stacks. That's her Twitter. You can tell I'm talking shit about her on the show. I don't give a shit.
I said King J said holla.
I like the way she
can stand. She's talented. Tell her I said holla.
Now you don't want to do that.
But I want to do something for somebody.
You don't want her to holla at you, okay?
Look, I'm a killer. I'm a lion. I count.
King J be the next victim on her videos on World Star Hip Hop. We got a nigga. She gonna talk about.
I'm in King J hotel room and nigga,
I will not deny it. Look, Cat Stacks, yes, she did some wonderful things down low to King J. And, you know, it just happened.
Well, was that the gong?
We got to take a call out of the 516. 516-640, what's going on? You are live in the pregame with Brooklyn Black. Who this?
Yo, this is Marco Cash. What's good?
Hi, what's good, Mark Cash? What's going on? You see what we've been talking about. You've been rocking with us for a little bit. You got anything to throw in on this?
Yeah, I got a couple bars to spit,
Oh, you got bars to spit? Okay. Well, this is that time. You got the right people here. We got Everyday. We got Big Skinny. We got Lucky Me, Mr. New City. He's around here somewhere. And we got King J, who's our future artist of the night. So you're amongst the company right now. So you got a hot 16. This is your time.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
it go, man.
I was about to spit. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, you good, son.
Y'all go? All right, coming right out of the 516, yo, Marco Cash, what's good? All right. All right. Hesitation doesn't reside in my vocabulary. Superman status like I'm extraordinary. See, I can say that because I got that little extra. Watch out, my words sick, they might infect you. Throwing dubs out like I'm a Cy Young pitcher, getting in these girls like more than a Trojan twisted. Yeah, I call y'all turtles because I'm Master Slinner. The smarter you are, the more dirty the mind. If that's true, then my brain is homeless swine. Like the sun, the boy is making it shine, making it hot, make it come back, no man rewind. Flow hits hardest, call me Jack Dempsey, more like the greatest, yo, Wayne Gretzky. See, no need for the Smith and Wesley, hand the stone so you come and try and test me. Rock the crown, yo, I keep it on tilt, lift all this weight up like bitches I'm built. 1 and 2, no problems making a move, dubs out, cash in, did it more than a few times. Pussy's at the end of the line, the clock's running out, TikTok, and I'm dope in the flesh, cast in pocket, call me Fresh Express, so people just stop it. You're not even at my eye level, could call you a hobbit, but it's more than ironic enough that I'm so incredible. Che Guevara got the mind of a rebel, no stop signs, going pedal to the metal. Going pedal to the metal. Because I can't fucking stay at the bottom level at all these fucking pussies, that's not where I'm gonna settle.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, right, two thumbs up.
That was Marco Cash coming out of the 516, I believe that's that Long Island upstate.
Westbury,
Okay, Westbury, he came in, held it down, spit a quick 16. Ed, what did you think on that?
I gave it a two thumbs up.
Okay, basically, didn't give you two thumbs up, so you got love in VA, man.
Thank you. Thank you. You sound like you was reading a little bit in the beginning, but I guess it's more as you found your foot and you sounded a little better. So you good. I give you a thumbs up.
Thank you.
King J, I know you's a tough crowd, man. What you think on that one, man?
I'm going to give him a C. The reason why I give him a C is because, when making music, it's all about energy and vibe, And he sounded a little lackadaisical. He sounded a little laid back. The lyrics was good money. He's on the point with the lyrics, but, You know, just don't want to be too laid back, you know, sounded almost sluggish. He started to pick it up in the end, though.
Right.
You know, he started to pick it up in the end, but you just got it. And so the first impression is the lasting impression, so you got to go in. But, I mean, you know, he gave him a C. He passed. I gave him a C. You know, a couple more things to work with. You know what I mean? I'd be glad to help him. You know, he can hit me up on Facebook, King J. You know, I'd be willing to work with him. The kid sounds like he got some talent. He just needs some work.
Ah, no doubt. Yo, I got fucking, I gave Brooklyn a couple of, like, songs, so if he wants to put it on here,
yeah, so
you can listen to that.
Now, so, as of right now, next week, pretty much unofficially, I'll get all the paperwork and all that stuff done, but Marco Cash will be our future artist next week on Pre-Game
Radio. No doubt.
He sent a couple of joints over, like he just said, they were cool. I wanted him to come on, just bust something off the top of the dome so you guys could hear it. And straight up, I agree with King J. You know, starting off, it seemed like he was reading off his BlackBerry or something, but then at the end of the joint, he came a little hard. He put some beat to it. He put some swag on it. My thing is, you just got to come out straight out the gate like that. Just come out like you're ready to do it. Don't come out all timid and stuff like that. That's why I gave you this this platform to do it, to shake your little pregame jitters and all of that. But definitely, like, you know, you pass with flying colors, you're good money. So next week, you know what I'm saying, we get your stuff on pregame radio, and, you know, we get you out. So tell your friends, you know, your friends and your family, let them know you'll be up on the show next week, being the featured artist, and we get everything going on like that.
No doubt, yeah.
So that's definitely a shout out to Mr. Marco Cashman. Keep rocking with us. Of course, we got some more stuff to do. We got about another 25 minutes or so going down. I got one more story to going on with you guys. And as far as stories go, I'll give it to Eb after that. But check this shit out. New York State Governor Patterson may be facing criminal charges because he got Yankees tickets.
Who might be facing charges?
Governor Patterson.
31 years old. I'm kicking more than you.
Blind to the politics. Governor Patterson. What's up, Jada? Peace to Jada, kids. That was a hard line.
Now,
I know. They've had it in for that dude for a minute now anyway, so.
That's what I'm saying. And then plus, too, yo, I'm the governor of fucking New York. If I want to see my team, the team in the state that I have to oversee, go to a championship game, you damn right I should get some fucking tickets. Tickets for me and my immediate family. That's
right.
I'm
that's your logic.
We got a black governor.
That's your logic.
Like,
okay, but look, from a a public point of view, somebody in his position, it's not so much what you feel that you're entitled to or the fact that you have a certain position, so things should just come to you. From a political standpoint, it's more like, okay, if he got free tickets from the Yankees, then that means, you know, they getting special permits to build this, or they getting tax-free that, or so on and so forth. That's why they make such a big issue out of these gratuitous gifts that all elected officials get. Me personally, I don't see what the big deal is. The man wants to go to the game, let him go to the game. What's the problem? If somebody gave him tickets, then they gave him tickets. What's the problem? But
if it was Rudy Giuliani, nobody would be saying nothing. If it was Mayor Bloomberg, nobody would be saying nothing. If it was
Probably.
Nobody would be saying nothing.
Probably. If it was Giuliani, they'd be like, oh, is he throwing out the first ball? Real talk. Real talk.
But of course, you guys know, like I said, we got King J. He's our future host of the night, so I'm going to go to another King J joint. This is the Feed the Bear. King J, give us all a quick intro, a quick description of the Feed the Bear joint.
right, well, Feed the Bear is more so like there was a position I had a teacher, and she told me I used to always play around in class. She used to tell me, feed the bear, keep feeding the bear, and then when the bear bites you, don't be mad. So it's based on that subject. It's about those who hate, and, you know, they feed in, and, you know, I'm a beast. So they keep feeding in, the bear's going to fight, and feed the bear. That's what it is. Coming up on Brooklyn Black pregame show, Feed the Bear.
Right,
we
so
over here with
we
Brooklyn
again,
Black.
Once again, world premiere, King J, Feed the Bear. On pregame radio, happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Michael Joseph Jackson, we miss you. We love you. We appreciate you, despite what everyone else says. But like I said, give you a shout to this dude here, King J. This is what we do on pregame radio. We'll be back in a minute.
J, beat the bear.
When I say thanks,
whatever,
may come across impolite. Told me I was wrong about my God-given right. So the gods living life like it might all end by tonight. Ain't the light in my eyes when I'm at the red light. High off haze, wave by when I blaze by. Light up air ganja, flying in airliners. Sipping from a vineyard, these dealers are just whiners. Add in the end, that's what I am all the way to the end. To someone's career, you hear? See the lights on, but ain't nobody there. These sons try to taunt, but ain't nobody scared. Stop frontin' for once, nobody cares. Got the iron hair, strip your body bare just for trying hair. Yeah.
Wanna be the bear, but just please beware. Please beware. More you can bear than just say you
scared. Say you scared.
Just say you scared. Wanna be the bear, but just please beware. Please beware. More you can bear than just say you scared. Just say you scared.
Ain't no point to fucking with Jay. No cut, no shade. Just a grizzly face. If my stomach on the gate, catch you reaching on the gate, guaranteed. I'ma put you on the plate, ring the bell. These lanes is no names, they ain't ringing bells. And it's feeding time, and I'm on the ass. Won't let the animal loose, gonna keep them right behind the glass. Type of humps that was thumped, stuck behind the glass, left back. Like I'm supposed to fall back. Stuck behind their ass, ain't get it the first time. Fuck rewinding track, but the money double back. I call it two-timing. If you ain't eating, then niggas, fuck what you rhyming. You must be mistaken, no masturbation. Homeboy, just go fuck yourself.
Wanna be the bear, but just please beware. Please beware. More you can bear than just say you scared.
Say you scared.
Just say you scared.
So that was just the world premiere, Feed the Bear, King J, our featured artist of the night. We got one more joint from this guy coming up later on. Ebony, what you feel on that?
I like it. I guess I'm just liking everything this evening. But, yeah, that he sounded like he was having a lot of fun making that. So, you know, I got the that certain this was kind of fun, you know, EV cool, you could smoke to type shit.
Ah, thank you,
Ed. So, King J, was that the feel you was going for, King J? Was that the feel you was going for like this? You want people to feel that when they heard your shit?
Yeah, well, because I had fun making that one. That one, if I told you I didn't write it, would you be mad at me?
Nah, but it sounded like you had fun. You know, you was laughing. You sound like you was having a good time making, like it was you and a couple of your dudes. Yeah, I was drinking and chilling or whatever. You was like, yo, let's just do this real quick. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like you had a good time making it.
Absolutely. Well, I like to have fun making my music. I mean, I know it's a business and it's serious, but I have fun with it. That's what I do. And if you're not having fun, you're not going to have the passion for it. And I do
that's
that.
That's why the Knicks ain't winning.
That's right. That's right.
Ain't winning.
But yo, Brooklyn, I'm about to go on here.
Hold on, before you get up on there and take over the pregame like you normally do, I want to give honorable mention shout out to my brother, Luckily, who's doing his thing at Steals and Deals right now in Elmira, New York. He buys your gold, he buys your goods. Go see this man. Let me see if he's in the studio right now. Yo,
yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, look, we got you.
Yo, Jay, I like that track, man. That's kind of hype. Good to see you back in the studio, man.
Yeah, your boy's back. The king is back. Shout out to Head on Beats. Shout out to the whole Rock with the 845. It's repping time. Hey, yo, Rock. Hey, yo, Rock.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you like that one? All right,
hold on.
You know,
just to get some order in here, everybody knows you're doing the Steals and Deals, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You're doing Steals and Deals, and you got everything else going on. But I know you've been paying attention to the show every here and there and all of that, but the stuff we've been talking about, what's your thoughts on it? Like, what's your thoughts on the Nicki Minaj and Drake marriage?
All right, well, not to really go off topic, but I was really in tune to pretty much because you're talking about the Facebook and venting and stuff like that.
All right.
And I think, like, I don't know if y'all really against it, but I think he or she should be allowed to vent, whether it's on Facebook, because, like, you were saying how people can reach out, you know, whether it's through phones and stuff like that. And the only time sometimes you can reach out is through MySpace or Facebook because for a couple reasons. Like, say, for instance, if I'm mad at my baby mother, I can call her. She will never pick up. She may dodge my calls and all that, and so I won't be able to curse her out. But if I go on Facebook and say her ass.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, did we lose what?
You can hear me?
Oh, it seems like we lost. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I was saying that Facebook is just pretty much good because you can vent and her friends, like, you can get your point across. Like,
I agree, Rock.
Am I coming through, Claire?
I agree. Yeah, okay.
So,
you know what?
Just wait. Just to make sure I got it clear. Lucky pretty much agrees with the whole thing on Facebook because it gets the point across, like, it's there because shorty, she can't, like, ignore it like that because it's out there anyway, right?
Yeah, and two, not to cut you off, Brooklyn Black, but I'm saying, I don't condone domestic violence, but if she get on your nerves to do something crazy like deny you to see a child, you can't smack fire out of her or something like that, but you can smack fire out of her with your words. And it's going to hurt her worse when her friends is coming to her at
work. That's awful.
Pretty much. So, you know, it's good. I do it all the time. That's why I'm for it.
Well, see, me? All
right, so.
Oh, no, you did not.
It's a little bit different.
We have some conflict. We got conflict. Okay. Who's that? Is that Big Skinny?
Yes, it is.
All right, Big Skinny. What's good? Hit him up. What's your problem is?
Oh, yeah.
I disagree. That is downright foolishness.
Hey, yo, Black. Yeah, let me run this off before I go in here, man. Let me run this off.
No, you ain't going to run nothing to me, boy.
Oh, look, let me tell you.
No. You got the wrong one here. Not with that. If you got something to say to her, if you're not man enough to go to her and say it, then what's the point? Nobody else should be in your personal business. Okay, don't get me started. You made me stand up, and I was laying down.
Listen, what if I can't get a hold of you? What if I can't get? Well, I'm in another state or something like that, and I can't get a contact.
Hold on, everybody.
Have you heard of the post office?
Hold on, everybody. Hold on for one second. King J, King's Court mixtape coming out, performing at New Rock Lounge. I'm about to go in and tear it up. I hope y'all dig that joint. Whatever verse, crack, whatever you spin, I'm sure it's going to be fire. Please let it be Scribble Scratch, because that's the hot shit. Yo, I love this radio station. Yo,
yo,
stay up. Holler at me.
Peace, King J.
Then he got a lot of energy.
Ooh, yes, I do.
Now listen. If I, like, for instance, I do, I'm stick up for it because I do it on a daily basis. Might piss me off, I'm gonna air you out. Just because, you know, if I can't get a hold of you, you talking about as a post office. Now, I'm not wasting a stamp. You know what I'm saying? I type though. I get my
all
type
right, well, You know what? I guess I might be considered to be straddling on the fence, but I understand both points of view. But I say like this, when it comes to your children, and if it's about your children, then that's an issue that's close to heart and should remain personal. Now, if you want to get up there and call him all types of motherfuckers, and you want to go up there and say she's the low-down dirty bitch,
that's
something else. Go ahead, rock out with your cock out. Please do it. I want to see who's going to make me laugh the hardest. Go back and forth. We don't care. But when it comes to the kids, when it comes to your children, that should be off limits. That should not be up for public record. Because remember, this is a social network, and people
and
you
people
think can
see, that.
See can see. They can see, okay?
All right, straight up, this is how we're doing it. I'm going to take a call out at a 563-505. You are about to be live in the pregame. Brooklyn Black, 563, what's going on? Who is this?
Yeah, this is Lance Nagel, you know, Lance Nagel from Montgomery, Alabama, out here in L.A. I'll just be checking in. Yeah, I'll be checking in and listening to you, man. Check out our work and shit.
What's going on, Bama?
Shit, man, out here, man, with these crazy-ass folk, man, it is crazy. Fuck out here in L.A., man. For real. Straight up, man. These folks, we don't give a fuck, man. I'm like, damn, you know, I'm from the South, so I'm like, what's happening with a nigga, man? Supposed to walk all past you looking like you trying to do something. I'm like, man, these stupid ass motherfuckers. But
wow.
That ain't a problem. Like thing about it. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it, the people that's from this motherfucker, cool now. It's the motherfucker that's from out of town, think they own this motherfucker. So that's what I got a problem with, you know what I'm saying?
Well, come
how
on back
LA
home.
For?
What that?
How long are you in L.A. for?
I guess about like a year or two, you know what I'm saying? But I've been out here for 3 months now.
Wow.
Yeah, but thing about it, everything good, though, because I just got a job, but you know what I'm saying? It's Comedy Club in Burbank, and they finna do their grand opening. And goddamn, my man. Yeah, straight up.
Yay.
My man with some I'm in with some folks that finna spend some money, right? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, comedians and shit, they said they finna get Dave Chappelle to that motherfucker. So, I'm like, I'm gonna be in the back smoking with that nigga. I'm like, shit, it's all good.
What's up? That's what's up. Congratulations again to you.
Hell yeah, appreciate that. What the hell?
Yeah, this ad was popping.
Shit, right,
so,
man.
Yo, I got one more story to lay on everybody that's out here. You know what I'm saying? One more story. That's the story we're going to ride out on. And, of course, we're going to get our final shout-outs out and anything like that. Big shout-out to the homies, Primo, RJ Still. I know they're on their way to the studio. We're going to have a late-night recording session and all that good shit. So I know the music's on the way. Big shout-out to Lucky Me. We got Steals and Deals going down to Elmira, New York. But I got, like I said, one more story to get out the way for you dudes. And it is about the homie Akon. Yeah, I know Akon.
Yeah.
This dude just got married to a stripper, and this stripper makes his fourth wife. Not his second, not his third, but wife number four. All right, and it's a stripper. Now,
well,
I think he did it because, you know, his artist, T-Pain, said he's in love with one, so that's how it went down.
You don't want me to say what I just thought. Did you see a wedding certificate? A marriage certificate?
Well, I'm not sure, because I really don't give a shit, like, but that's just the hot shit on the web right now. Because T-Pain said he's a lover boy. You know, so I really don't.
He's not hot about that shit right there. He's not hot about that shit. Well, I say this. If Akon can afford to take care of four women, and there are four women that can get along and have no problems with the other three, then by all means, live and let live.
Shit. I'm not going to give my opinion on that one.
We got 7 minutes left in the program. You know, big shout out, Big Primo, RJ Steel. They made it into the studio. They're in the building. Free Game Radio, we're doing the damn thing. We got Big Skinny, Evan Heads of Smoker, Lucky Me, Mr. New City, Mr. Steels and Steels of Elmira, New York. Take them your gold, take them your goods. We got the homeboy from Alabama on the check in from Montgomery.
Yeah.
You know, so we got pretty much we intercontinental, so to say. And I mean, but this is pregame radio. This is how we're doing it. Next week we got a whole bunch of other stuff going down. Just let you guys know, BrooklynBLK@gmail.com. Send me all your song suggestions, your guest suggestions, and all that good stuff. I also have a blog, which is. Yeah, I even got a blog, which is brooklynblack.wordpress.com. So, yeah, check that out. I always have updates about the show on that. And that's how, you know, and that's how we do the damn thing. And we got everything going on. We got a whole bunch of events and all that other stuff coming with the next coming weeks. Tomorrow, y'all want to go to Leather Media Field at Prospect Park for the Michael Jackson birthday party. So definitely check that out. And we got about 5-6 minutes in, so I'm gonna let everyone who is on the mic, who's on here, get up in here before the powers that be come and try to shut us down.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Okay, so happened. So Big Skinny, I'm gonna give you a couple seconds. Give out your shout outs and everything on the floor right now.
Okay, everyone, I had a great time, and I will talk to you all later. Love y'all.
So that's what it is. What's good? What you got going new? How's the cheesecake business going?
Oh, the cheesecake business will not be picking back up until holiday time. So as your Thanksgivings and your Christmases approach, give me a holler. Ebony Wright, EbonyWright@yahoo.com. I want to give a shout out to the pregame. I want to give a shout out to Lady Steel. We're going to hook up this week, her and I. We're going to bring a serious issue to the pregame family. That'll be within the next couple of shows. So, like I said, I just want to give a shout out to all the pregame admins, listeners, so on and so forth, hangers on, and those that might have came here by accident. Peace.
Yeah. Most definitely, all the pregame admins, we got Jay, we got General P, who is actually in the studio right now, General P with RJ Still. So, shout out to these dudes. These were in the studio live in the building. Also, too, shout out to Putty, Eileen, Greg, like I said, Jay, all of the admins who, you know, they do what they do to pitch up for pregame, make the pregame work, make the pregame rock. I want to thank you guys. Lucky me, Mr. New City. Check him out. Steals and Deals on Myro, New York. He buys your gold. He buys your goods and all that good stuff. But I'll let him tell you. Yo, look, tell everybody about the store, man. What you guys knew over there?
Yo, all right. Pretty much to sum it up, it's what out here in Elmira, if you haven't been out here, they got little spots. Well, in the city, y'all call them pawn shops. But you can't have, in Chemung County, you can't have a pawn license. They don't allow that. So they call them swap shops. And pretty much what it is, as far as for me, I run an eBay store, and I have all-purpose goods, meaning you can bring me, I'll buy your DVDs, dollar a piece. I'm buying people's gold, 14K, 10K, and your silver. So it's pretty much you can come in. If people need money, they can sell me their radios, and I'll buy it for the low, and then I'll double my money, pretty much.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
So, yeah, pretty much that's what I do with that. So if you're in Elmira, you're listening, 1317 Pennsylvania Avenue, Elmira, New York, 607-795-7341. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to your sis. I see y'all doing it big, season two. Y'all doing your thing.
All right, no doubt. My man from Alabama, what's good? You got the phone for the next couple of minutes, man. Any shout-outs you want to give out, anything like that?
Yeah, first of all, Michael Jackson, like you said, you know what I'm saying? My guardian angel, Sally, y'all, all everybody guardian angel. Bobby, Pan, L, U Black, goddamn, Rainwater, you know what I'm saying? All the spiritual folk, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up.
That's
love.
Deep. That's
right, straight up, that's what it is. We got a couple minutes left. Straight up, I'm gonna ride out. We got another joint from King J. He wanted me to play this. He not with us. No, actually, I'm scratching that. We gonna do MJ like I, you know. That's what it is. He's not online. I played his tracks, but we gonna play some MJ for as we ride out. This is Rockin' Robin. Hope to see you guys next week. Next week, we've got a whole bunch of topics, whole bunch of guests, everything like that. You know how we do. It's pregame radio. See you guys next weekend, next Saturday, 11 o'clock, 12:30. Whichever show y'all get in on, hope y'all be there. And that's what it is. Pregame radio, we are out of here. For those who don't know, I know the show's already over. Get out of here, you know. OTM, we in the building. Ebony, we still see you, you know. But tune in next week for the podcast, people. Tune in next week. We got a whole bunch of people. We got Marco Cashman. Hopefully we got the High and Fly crew who's dominating Twitter and anybody like that on the show next week. This is how we do it. So tune in, pregame radio, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, once again at 12:30. A.M. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on the West Coast, I'm prime time, baby. So holla at me. We'll be back next week, all right? Peace.
Peace.